Welcome to Hive Mind. I'm here with Emily.
Hi, it's me. It's Emily.
Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Hope Glenn was our 500th follower.
Hope Glenn.
Hope. Woo, 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 woo. Way to go.
We had a
week of some, we lost some people. We lost some followers.
Oh, yeah.
In the wake of some hot takes. And
you know what, Meg? I won't take it back. I won't. I will not take back how I feel.
I want to move on.
We're not going to talk about it anymore. But just so everyone knows, I'm not taking it back.
We had a long weekend. We're ready to move on from it. Thank you, Hope Glenn, for being our 500th follower.
Thanks, Hope. We appreciate you.
We appreciate all of you who have stuck around.
All 500 of you. It means a lot.
Tell me about Lindsay Lohan.
Oh my gosh. Talk about a woman that I would love to support. Lindsay Lohan is engaged. And I am honestly thrilled for her. She's been on a journey.
He's cute.
She looks happy. They live in Dubai together.
She's got a new Netflix Christmas
yes.
movie coming out.
Yes. And you know what? The scuttle around the gossip sites is that she's lovely to work with. Everyone who said that they worked on Netflix with her had a great experience.
Do you think that she's just one of those people who's been through it and
yes.
is now weathered?
I think that she's been through it. She's learned a lot of very hard lessons, and I think she's on the other side of it. And you know what? I think it's so refreshing to see. Good for Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, I'm really happy she's landed on her feet. It's the same way I feel about Paris Hilton.
Yeah, oh, same. So excited. Did I tell you about the time I was hit Lindsay Lohan with a car, though?
I want you to tell it on air. I don't know if you have before, and even if you have, it's a story worth hearing again.
Yeah, so I lived in Provo. Lindsay Lohan was a rehab.
Okay.
In rehab.
We get a lot of those. We had, was it Mary-Kate or Ashley? Mary-Kate.
Oof. We had Kirsten Dunst.
Okay.
Demi Lovato.
Yep.
A lot of famous people pop up randomly in Orem, Utah.
We've got a big rehab center there.
Yeah, and it's Orem's the closest city. So I was in Orem, Utah. I was going to meet my friends for breakfast in the middle of the day on a weekday. I skipped school.
Oof.
And
is this college?
Yeah. I get this frantic call from my friend Laura Beth, and she was like, oh my gosh, Emily, you just missed Lindsay Lohan. She was leaving the restaurant where we were meeting, and I was in the parking lot, and I was on the phone. I was like, oh my gosh, what? I'm parking, and I'm like backing up to park better, and all of a sudden I just hear this tap, tap, tap on the trunk of my car, and I look over, and it's Lindsay Lohan. Almost hit her with my car.
You
I just missed her.
Lindsay Lohan.
I think I might have, like, I would have bruised her. Anyway, then I rolled down my window and said, sorry. And she just gave me a wave, which, to be fair, is all I deserved.
I mean, at least she waved.
Yeah.
And didn't
so
flip you off.
Come to find out that where I was meeting everyone for breakfast is where they hold AA. And part of the rehab system is they go to AAs in the areas. And so, yeah, a lot of the rehab patients come down and go to the AAs around. And that was one of them.
Interesting. Interesting.
Because where I went to breakfast is hilarious, and when I tell people I saw Lindsay Lohan there, it's like, why would you be there? And that's why.
And you can't tell us.
I mean, I'm happy to tell you. It's called Jim's Family Restaurant.
Okay.
It's a less good version of D's.
Okay.
I mean, it's awful. It's Chuck-a-Rama, but not. I mean, it's bad food.
Like JB's.
It's kind of like JB's. It's like a sizzler to
more breakfast
options.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of random that Lindsay Lohan was there, but that is, I did find out why, because I had a friend who worked at the rehab center.
That is fascinating.
I kept asking him to ask Lindsay Lohan if she remembers getting hit by me, but he would not pursue it.
That's not a friend.
Selfish.
That's not a real friend.
Frankly, selfish. Anyway, I'm really happy for her. I feel like we've all been on a journey with Lindsay Lohan, and you know what? I think she's a good actress. She looks a little different these days, but Parent Trap was bomb. And
Parent
I
was bomb.
Stand by that.
Mean Girls was formative for me personally.
And she was good at Mean Girls.
She was great in
That's
mean
what I'm
Girls.
Saying. She's a good actress.
Never saw her be the love bug, but
it
sure
was,
it's
it
fine.
Was fine.
Yeah.
I saw it. Remembered Lucky Me?
Yeah, I never saw Lucky Me.
I just recently watched it again.
And?
She's good in it. She's good. A good actress.
Yeah, she's good.
So I'm excited to see what happens.
I would love a Lohanissance.
I think we're in it, and I'm excited. Okay.
That's great news for everyone.
And I do think Dubai is the exact right place for Lindsay Lohan.
Are they going to stay, you think?
Yeah, he's from there.
Okay, but like they'll probably jet set all over the world, right?
He seems rich.
What
they
does he do?
He's a financier.
Okay, good for her.
You know what? Good for you, Lindsay Lohan. You know what? Her parents tried their best to ruin her life. And you know what? Look at her now.
Look at her now. Stanley Tucci and John Krasinski are brother-in-laws.
The internet lost their mind this week because this girl posted this hilarious TikTok being like, sometimes when I think about how the world is ending, I take a minute and remember that Stanley Tucci and John Krasinski are American brother-in-laws to this British family. So she's like, I just love thinking about them wearing those little paper crowns at a dinner together. And it was really funny. But the best part was Stanley Tucci reposted it with a picture of him and John Krasinski at Thanksgiving.
That is so sweet.
It was really sweet. And I loved it. And apparently a lot of the internet did not know they were married to the Blunt sisters.
I think I only learned last year.
Yes, Emily Blunt and Stanley Tucci, as everyone will remember, famously in The Devil Wears Prada together. During that filming, Stanley Tucci met Emily Blunt's sister. They got married. Felicity Blunt.
And that was after his wife had passed away from, I believe, cancer.
I think so. And now he has, it seems like, a very functional, happy family.
He's just the best.
He is.
If there's
just
ever
the best.
Like a reckoning of Stanley Tucci, I don't think I can take it.
No, and there won't be because he has very good vibes.
Did you see that image, House of Tucci?
No, but I would
Someone
love
Photoshop Stanley Tucci on all of the House of Gucci stars.
Would rather see that.
Oh boy, that movie boy. Was really something.
You guys, Meg and I saw House of Gucci, so you don't have to. It's very long.
I saw 2 hours of it, and then the fire alarm went off, and we had to evacuate Jordan Commons.
You know what? That happened to me when I went to go see The Lovely Bones.
Speaking of Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci, I saw Lovely Bones that went off, and it took me 2 years to finally see the ending. Wish
I've
I wouldn't have.
I heard it wasn't very good.
No, it's just like, it's a tough book.
Did you see that thing? Okay, so.
Meg just asked, did you see that thing?
The thing, well, it's related. The Lovely Bones, the author, she, the man who she
basically
said
serial killer
raped her,
oh,
has been, acquitted.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. And so
now she's victimized all over again,
but he's not guilty. 'Cause he was in prison and he was released because they were, you know what? This is information from Instagram. I need to pull it up. You know, The Cut did a story on it.
Yeah, I'll need to look into this.
So there were like inconsistencies in her story.
Oh, so you're saying that.
Keep talking while I Google so people aren't listening to silence.
So I guess what I'm wondering is I guess I thought that meant he was somehow just getting let out of prison.
No,
by technicality.
Like,
you're saying it means the story might have been a little different than what got him convicted.
Man accused of raping Lovely Bones author Alice Siebold has conviction overturned. Okay, New York Supreme Court.
Wow.
I never ever thought I would see that day.
I guess things are happening. If you guys haven't seen The Lovely Bones or read it.
Okay, Siebold, whose 2002 book, The Lovely Bones, inspired a 2009 movie by the same name, had written her 1999 memoir, Lucky, about her sexual assault. She wrote that a stranger beat and raped her. Sorry, like, this is, like, probably a trigger warning. Like, this is intense. She wrote that a stranger beat and raped her in a tunnel in Thornton Park near Syracuse University when she was a freshman there. Months later, she saw on a street in the city a man who reminded her of a rapist, and she reported the encounter to the police. She later wrote about how she failed to identify the authorities' suspect for her rape in a police lineup, but prosecutors later used her account on a microscopic hair analysis, which 35 years later was deemed faulty as evidence, and Broadwater, then 20, was charged with forcible rape. Siebold testified at his trial. And then he's waiting for an apology. He always said that he was innocent. Okay, so here's where it gets interesting. In 2019, it was reported that Lucky would be adapted into a movie. Earlier this year, executive producer Timothy whatever noticed discrepancies between the memoir and the script. He told the New York Times, "I started having some doubts, not about the story that Alice told about her assault, which was tragic, but the second part of her book about the trial, which didn't hang together." So he hired a private investigator to examine the evidence and then brought it to a lawyer. And then Broadwater ended up hiring the lawyer and the conviction was overturned.
Wow. That really took us somewhere.
Sorry for reading all of that, but it's fascinating, right?
Yeah. What's going to happen? I guess we'll see.
I mean, he's out.
Yeah, but I mean with her. Is she going to apologize, Mike?
Oh.
We don't think so.
Probably not.
Wow.
I'm not holding my breath. I mean, it sounds like she really went through something. Everyone, there's no winners in that story.
No, everyone's had a tough time. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, that's tough.
Anyway, back to frivolity.
It's a lot tougher than the House of Gucci.
Good for Stanley Tucci.
Good, Stanley Tucci, good for you. We're ruined for you.
Good for those Blunt sisters.
I will say John Krasinski always seems incredibly likable.
He does.
And so does Emily Blunt.
I recently watched It's Complicated. Movie's Unhinged. He's great in it.
Yeah, he's very nice. I saw Emily Blunt at a Disney convention once, and she seems incredibly shy. And that fascinated me.
Okay.
And I kept being like, sing. And she was like very timid to do so.
You were at a Disney convention?
Yeah, it's called D23. It's for Disney fans.
You want to tell us more about that?
It was incredible. I went for my work, but I would go on my own volition. You get to go. You see so many freaking celebrities. Every celebrity, at name a Marvel star, I saw them. And I was like 20 feet because I had very good seats because I was there for my work. Anyway, they all come on stage. It's the most insane and fun experience of your life. You have to be a part of this Disney club called D23 to be able to buy a ticket. And it's only like, I think every 2 years, but it hasn't been because of COVID. And it is, and they tell you everything new that's coming up. So Emily Blunt was there because the new Mary Poppins that she was in was coming. And then she was very timid. She was very shy. I'll tell you who shined on stage, Kristen Bell, who's surprised.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
She was born for the stage. But yeah. Emily Blunt, you could tell, is not comfortable for her.
Okay.
And that unlocked a new level of Emily Blunt that I was very interested by.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, me too. Everyone was very, you know, who sat like three rows behind me? Seth Rogen.
What?
He left so like Youth and Mansion.
Did he smell like marijuana?
Oh, it was too far for that. I just kept hearing this laugh and I was like, that's
an iconic
Seth Rogen.
Laugh.
It is, yeah. It
Are
is.
You watching Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I'm not, but is he in it this season?
He's in last night's episode.
You know what I started watching that he's on is Billy on the Street.
Billy on the
Old
Street
episodes.
Is funny.
Billy on the Street is so, speaking of Unhinged, Billy Eichner is so clever. He's smart and quick and he's fun to watch. Yeah. I'm glad we went on that tangent.
We have some Kardashian news, but first I felt really proud of myself this week for coming up with my own conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Which don't do that. Nobody, we don't need more conspiracy theories.
It's Eminon. Meg Anonymous.
Yeah. So remember right after her divorce, Kim got really into what show?
Bridgerton.
And who was Pete Davidson dating at the time?
Daphne Bridgerton.
And now?
She dates Pete Davidson.
I think she thinks she's in Bridgerton.
Wow. But why didn't she just date Rich?
Okay. Let me have this.
Yeah, now that's rock solid.
That checks out, right?
Yeah, that checks out. That checks out.
This is part of her Bridgerton fantasy.
Yeah, and may I say, I have quite a few nightgown options for her if she wants to lean all the way in.
Oh my gosh, I would love to see her in like a nightgown, a loose fitting.
Puff sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see that too. Very low, I'm sure. last night, I don't know if you care about Harry Potter, but I do desperately. And right now on TBS, it's called Tournament of the Houses, and it's hosted by Helen Mirren.
What?
And it's a Harry Potter trivia game show.
Oh my gosh.
It's for 4 weeks only because it's house versus house. Whatever. All of this is to say is one of the guest question askers was Pete Davidson because he loves Harry Potter. And I had a sister-in-law that's like, who is this man?
Oh,
and I was like, it's freaking Pete Davidson. And she was like, who is that? And I was like, he's on SNL. He dates everybody. And then I made a list of who he dated and she could not she could not make sense of it. She just kept bringing up Kate Beckinsale. She's like, wait, Kate Beckinsale? I'm like, yes. And she was like, Ariana Grande all? I'm like, yes. And she was like, I don't get it. And then she said, he seemed troubled.
Yeah.
I'm like,
exactly.
That's the whole point.
Exactly.
He seems troubled and he loves Harry Potter. Like,
what
who
don't you get?
Date
what,
him?
How many times do we have to say on this podcast? That's what it is. Mm-hmm. He's a project you can fix.
And he seems sincerely likable.
Oh, nothing I love more than a project.
Oh, we all do. Except, do you know what I love more is Kim and Northwest TikTok. Have you seen this?
I've seen Courtney's Penelope.
Yeah, very
TikTok.
Cute.
Yeah.
So Kim started a TikTok with North because North really wanted one and she's a good mom and doesn't want to send her on her own on the TikTok world. Great.
It is hilarious, so embarrassing, and I love it so hard that she lets it happen. And then the comments are so much fun. All of them
like
are
supportive.
Like, North, honey, go get your mom's plastic card out of her wallet and just send us a quick picture. Like, it's very funny and a good time. So I suggest it.
I love TikTok comments. Usually comments on the internet, I'm like, I want to die. But TikTok comments are so nice.
And TikTok is the time I realize there are so many funny people in this world.
So many.
There are so many sincerely funny comments on TikTok.
And some of the content, it's like, where is this untapped creativity?
It's, like my husband and I will watch TikTok and he was like, do you remember how we always thought like our group of friends was exceptionally funny? Like, no, we're just another group of friends.
Yeah, everybody's
like,
funny.
I think I have very funny friends. And I watch TikTok, I'm like, no, these friends are very funny.
Yeah.
Everyone's got funny friends.
How do I dump my friends for these friends?
Tell me if you find out, because I'll do the same.
Kanye thinks that he's going to get Kim back.
Okay. Do you think Marilyn Manson told him that at dinner? When they went to dinner?
Wait, did that happen?
Yes.
Recently?
Like this last weekend. Why is he still hanging out with Marilyn Manson? Marilyn Manson is, in a word, problematic. In a bigger word, abusive.
He's a known abuser.
He's an awful human. And I don't understand why Kanye West thinks, let's just hang out. Like you think we all forgot that he's truly an abusive, like he's a manipulative and abusive man. I don't get it. What's Kanye? Kim's not impressed by that. She's trying to get people exonerated. She thinks it's cool that you hang out with Marilyn Manson. No one does.
Where'd they go to dinner?
Somewhere in New York. Dumois told me all about it. Three people said I cited them. I want to say the name was French, but I could have made that up.
What's, how's Marilyn Manson just like out here living his life?
I don't know. I don't get it. People don't go to jail, I guess.
Celebrities don't go to jail.
I think it was,
Jen Shaw will, but.
Gosh, I hope Jen Shaw goes to prison. I can't wait to see it. Ever since she fake cried on TV, I've been really out for blood. It really frustrated me.
We'll talk about
okay, whatever. Week. We'll talk about it later.
Casey Affleck has a girlfriend. She's 23.
Speaking of things that are frustrating, he's like 46, yeah?
45.
Wow, that's not okay. For me, that's still big. For me, one person's opinion, that's too big of an age gap, Meg. He has a 17-year-old. That means his girlfriend is 5 years older than his son. And I just find that a little icky.
I just have a genuine question. Would you have anything to talk about with a 23-year-old?
I mean, I have a young energy, so I think I could talk to a 23-year-old. Could I go on a date with a 23-year-old and try to talk to them like small? No.
Okay, let's make the age gap what it actually is.
So, yeah.
So 25 years?
25. Wait, she's 23, he's 45, 22 years.
22 years.
So I'd have to go out with a 15-year-old. No.
Do you have anything you could talk to with a 15-year-old? Talk about with a 15-year-old.
I could ask them if they like TikTok. I could talk about maybe 3 or 4 Disney TV shows I watch, and then it would be done. There's nothing else to talk
about. Is it just because they're like hot and young?
Yeah, I think it is.
How far does that get you in a relationship, honestly? Maybe I'm underestimating 23-year-olds.
I'm not mad about the 23-year-old. I'm mad about Casey Affleck because I think he's disgusting anyway. It's been pretty widely established that he's a disgusting human.
Problematic.
So I guess my question to the 23-year-old is, are we willing to let everything we know about Casey Affleck go because he's famous? And probably, and if yes, I think you should rethink some life decisions.
Maybe this is like a long con for her.
I hope that she finds the secrets and sells it to the tabloid. I'm still so mad at Casey Affleck because he is disgusting. On a completely frivolous and not the same note, I'm really upset because he has an SNL skit that I think is so funny that I can't enjoy anymore.
The Dunkin' Donuts one?
He's the king of Dunkin'. It killed me. And now I can't enjoy it because I know he's truly a terrible person.
The worst is when these like aw shucks guys turn out to be the worst.
Like deeply problematic.
Yeah, and then if you're not aware, the accusations were like sexual harassment on, I think it was Manchester by the Sea.
Yes, and like confirmed by quite a few other famous people.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Remember Brie Larson wouldn't even give him the best
So The Problem M's happened, and then he won an Oscar for Manchester by the Sea right after it all came out. And Brie Larson was like, no, I'm not doing that.
She looked very upset that she had to read his name.
Yeah, because he's like, he shouldn't be getting accolades for being like a disgusting human.
The worst.
Yeah, he's the worst.
I don't have like a positive note to end this on.
I do.
What is it?
Maggie and I just talked about Selling Sunset, which is a stupid show that we enjoy. And you should come over if you just need a little lightness in life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come listen to Selling Sunset. We released it yesterday.
We're not changing the world. We're just having fun. Okay. Meg, is that a positive enough note?
Just once again want to say we were just two people in a room with microphones.
For two, I'll speak for myself. I'm an idiot with a microphone. But I will say, everyone gets to have their own opinion.
They do.
And that's okay if you have one.
I have extensive thoughts. I just appreciate...
Just DM Meg personally.
DM me. No, but thank you to everyone. I mean, we have fun doing this. I hope you have fun listening.
And if you don't...
And we're not for everybody.
That's okay. We're
really not for everybody. And we know that. We know you know that. So we appreciate you being here.
Thanks for being here. If you don't want to be here, don't be here.
We'll give you forewarning when we talk about Taylor Swift in the future. I actually, in the show notes, wrote, if you're a Swiftie, skip this one.
She did write that. And also, again, I can't express it enough. I meant what I said.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week. Talk to you soon.